Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, the 29th day of October, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Governor Jesse Ventura, who hasn't done an interview in about a month, is going to be joining us to talk about a cornucopia of important news and information, from the election to the premiere of his third season TV show coming up in a week and a half, the day after the election, actually, to his lawsuit, and so much more, you know, against that Navy SEAL that said he punched him out. Boy, I've been told some details of the depositions, but I'm not allowed to talk about it yet. It will certainly be news-making, though. Jesse Ventura joining us in the second hour today. And then a little bit in the third hour, we're going to look at saccharin and aspartame compared with sucralose induce greater weight gain in adult Worcester rats, say similar total caloric intake levels. Now, there's a whole bunch of studies. This is a new one published in the National Institutes of Health. That's a loving government website. They know that. They know it burns out your pancreas. They've known what aspartame did when they tried to get it approved three times in the 70s. But it killed a lot of the monkeys they gave it to, brain tumors, you name it. So they couldn't get it approved until Donald Rumsfeld got it approved in 1981 as the head of Monsanto, because he was deep in the L. Reagan administration. Coke is it? So I think we're going to be going over that a bit. Now, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do my customary thing of getting into the top stories 30 minutes into the show. I've got to get into this when we come back. And as you know, Thursday and Friday, I hope this was only hype. Sunday, yesterday on the Sunday show, 4 to 6 Central, I hoped it was only hype. But they've now canceled voting in Maryland and other areas on the East Coast. That's how the Washington Post here. And Obama, as was easy to predict, is canceling the campaign to defend America from the storm so he can look presidential. And Romney is trying to act like he's the president as well. So it's all about acting like you are presidential to everyone. And it's on. And I had Scott Stevens, the meteorologist, on yesterday. He said this storm looks absolutely manipulated. They know. They've known since 1967 they can create, kill, weaken, strengthen, steer hurricanes. And this one is acting very, very strange. It's the storm of a century. And, I mean, I've got some of the headlines here that are off the charts. We'll cover when we come back at the start of the next big, long segment so I can get into this. Also, we're going to get into the latest on the election front itself. Now getting very, very close. What are we, like 7.5 days out? But I don't know how they're going to not postpone the election now when you're going to have 50 million people flooded and millions of them without power. I mean, we're talking about nuclear reactors having to go on backup generators here. So, and I've got that in my stack, so we're going to be breaking that down. Also, the Weekly Standard, following our reports, and DrudgeReport.com, following our reports, Twitter users who threaten Romney's life remain active. Yeah, that's an article, actually, Watson was going to do last week, but he was going to hear back, so I guess they scooped us. We've noticed those accounts are all up there still saying they're going to kill Romney, going to shove guns in his mouth, going to blow his head off. You know, anybody else does that, folks, the Secret Service shows up in hours, if not days, okay? I mean, you mildly talk bad about the president, they show up. I mean, I know people that have been fired for saying, oh, they wish Obama would disappear from their jobs here in Austin. Twitter users who threaten Romney's life remain active. And Secret Service, though, ask Americans to report tweets that concern you. Well, we are reporting some. Literally hundreds of tweets. There's more than that. We can't follow them all. Gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. It's breaking right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you know, the flash mobs have been organized. Riots by skateboarders, you name it. Watson breaks it down. They're saying the looting will begin like Katrina. So there's your civil emergency right there. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
You've got it.
We see the earth now.
You've got it.
We see the earth from here, and we see Hurricane Sandy barreling up and the edges of it beginning to hit the East Coast. And they're talking about postponing the election now more and more earnestly. Yes, it's actually happening, and we have breaking news. There are something called flash mobs that in the last 5 years, as you know, have been used in Europe, England, Australia, the United States, young groups of kids, skateboarder punk types. I'm not saying skateboarders in general are bad, just skateboarder punk types, organizing riots and lootings of movie theaters and things and shopping malls, gangbanger types doing it, welfare hordes, things like that. The organized, hey, let's all go loot. Instead, you don't have to wait, you know, till a verdict or something the criminals don't like as an excuse to start knocking shop windows out to steal. So it's kind of like an organized criminal action. You just organize on Twitter and Facebook, and then you don't get in trouble for it. And the Secret Service is in the news today saying, well, they're going to do something about it. But as the Weekly Standard points out, a week and a half into our report, that went viral, thanks to the listeners of this show and DrudgeReport.com, pointing out thousands of Twitter users saying they're going to murder Romney, kill Romney, riot if Obama loses. Twitter users who threaten Romney's life remain active, the Weekly Standard reports, and are issuing more threats to kill the president or the person running for president. So that's what's going on here. And you can't threaten a presidential candidate like that. And it just shows selective enforcement here because they don't want this to become a news issue with people being arrested. Absolutely amazing that this is going on. Now, I have another article here in my stack. Americans riot over baseball. How will an election or a hurricane? Again, how about an election or a hurricane? And that dovetails with Paul Watson's article that just went up at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, and Infowars.com. Why do we have the three main big sites? It's because we have hackers routinely try to bring down the sites and problems. So having different systems means it's a form of redundancy. It's like three aircraft carriers instead of one. And the big mothership, the big capital ship, the flagship's Infowars, and there's PrisonPlanet, Infowars.net, and some other sites that are backups. PrisonPlanet.tv is the media video streaming site. We got word on Facebook today. We've got more than 20 Facebooks because they were all fans set up. We just never got into Facebook. Then fans just gave it to us. We've got one with like 300,000 likes. All total, we've got over a million likes with our Facebook channels. And they're always shutting them down for no reason, but they're going after the big one. They gave us notice today that we're not allowed, we're going to have an article later, to put out a graphic that says Al-Qaeda and show a picture of bin Laden. And they said that is unacceptable and hate speech. We're going to have an article on it. And that one more time, our site shut down. People say, oh, well, that's just Facebook. You know, it's a private company. You don't have to be on there. Folks, they advertise as a public commons. You go put your photos, your articles, your data. You bring the worth to YouTube, to Facebook. They advertise it, and it's false advertising. When we don't have any porn, any calls to violence, nothing. And they're telling us they're going to shut our site down. We got notice today. They said, you get your account in order, one more thing, you're gone. This violates community guidelines and hatefulness. We've got their notice. We're going to put it. It's very hateful. Very hateful to point out bin Laden was CIA Tim Osman code name. Very hateful to point out they're using Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria against those countries. I mean, now if you don't support Al-Qaeda, you're un-American. Well, you know what? Then I'm un-American. I don't support Al-Qaeda. People are like, is this a joke? Al-Qaeda's horrible. No, the government runs Al-Qaeda. I'm sick of it. They use it to take our liberties, and I'm tired of it. They'd hired the group for security in Benghazi that killed the ambassador. That group, it's now confirmed what we knew what happened, but it's now confirmed. Of course they couldn't call in backup to fight their own security detail. That was the group they'd hired. And a subgroup of that group, the out-of-control jihadis out of Saudi Arabia that have taken over Benghazi, was the first area they took over in Libya before they launched the overall overthrow of Libya itself and the ethnic cleansing of blacks and the rest of it. I've got all this world news. It just drives me crazy to know. That's why we've got to have twitter.com/realalexjones. Got to follow us there. That's why we've got to beef that up. We've got to get more Facebooks. We've got to get more YouTube channels, all those HD channels. Go to the Alex Jones channel with 43 million views on it. We've got a bunch of other HG channels now that people need to subscribe to so that if they knock out our big channel, we've got those others. And sure, there's a bunch of other fan channels with over 400 and something million last time I checked views, but those aren't channels we run. We've started a bunch of others because it's like whack-a-mole. They're trying to knock us down, and we're just popping more moles up on them. And again, I want to thank all of you for spreading the word about the show, but don't just think it's always going to be here. Don't just think that the system doesn't want this shut down. We don't make a big deal out of the constant persecution that goes on behind the scenes trying to get our eyes off the prize, and it isn't working. Whenever I get attacked, we just grow another tentacle. I'm like a starfish. We're like a hydra here. You cut one head off, two sprout. That's always been our rule, you know, is that when we get attacked, we only get stronger. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. Don't agree a lot with what Friedrich Nietzsche said, but that's certainly true. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. But we've got to resist this. We've got to become resilient. We've got to say no. Now, I'm going to get into the hurricane that could suspend the election, postpone the election. It's all unfolding. It's totally insane. And then we're going to get into what's happening with the election itself. But here's the article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that they do not want you to see. Every day now, we're able to put news out first, and it becomes the big news story of the day. And so we're able more and more to set the agenda. And the system does not like that. They don't like the fact that Drudge Report can set the agenda, even more than we can. It just so happens on many things we overlap that we want freedom. But the point is, there's not many outlets that can do this. And it's an incredible responsibility, folks, that I have and that you have to make sure while we're able to still open fire on the globalists in the info war, while we're still in this fight, we got to slam shells into the breach, slam the door shut on the howitzer, target the enemy, and pull the cord. Boom! Pull the trigger. We have got to put ammo downrange on the enemy, not in fight, not get distracted. We've got to discredit the New World Order banking cartel that's hijacked our country through stage crises and false flag and infiltration. Gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. New York National Guard to protect against looting. Scores of Twitter users have flooded the social networking site, announcing their plans to go on a looting spree once Hurricane Katrina makes landfall, as the New York National Guard announced it would put troops on duty in Long Island to prevent such activity. 1,175 New York National Guard troops have been mobilized to provide command and control and logistical support in New York City. Hope they don't stand down like the LAPD did in 91. Long Island, the Hudson Valley, and Southern Tier, according to NBC New York. The troops will also be on hand to protect against looting. Folks, now when you see these flash mobs calling for a flash mob to rob at the shopping mall, or calling for attacks at the fair or the state fair, or calling for racial attacks now, or calling for looting, whether it's white skateboarders or black disenfranchised youth, this stuff is becoming a weekly phenomenon. And you've got a blue norther, a big western wet storm, and a hurricane coming together, and they're saying it's going to be bad. I hope it isn't. But they're already stopping early voting. They're already starting to get flooded. They're already locking things down. They're already shutting down the stock market. You already know about all that. I'll get to it in a moment. And you start getting people saying, hey, we're going to loot and go out and rob. And let me tell you, Watson, there's so many of these, he can't even track all these tweets and things. And YouTube videos and Facebooks. And let me tell you, these are established accounts. As the Weekly Standard's reporting, people threatening to kill Romney and loot, none of them are getting in trouble that we know of. The Secret Service said they were visiting people. You know what? We went to these accounts. They're up there threatening anew, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, something's going on here. This has got Justice Department protection, just like Fast and Furious. And it will cause division in this country. That could be the false flag, like Doug Hagman said 2 months ago on this show. And he's the guy that told us about the prepper but not being able to fly 5 days, 6 days before it was in the news. I just wish his intel was turning out wrong. It's not. And he said, no, the Justice Department's planning race riot type stuff. And he said, and he has that directly from next to the inner circle of Big Sis and her gals. You know, the crazed ones up there, up top, running around doing all the crazy stuff I won't even mention on air on the family show. You know, they've been resigning. They're not counter-suing people, suing them. That tells me it's all true. Just imagine up there with those crazed women just attacking those men savagely. But they're not even women. The point is that all of this is going on. It's like Rome. And this is the plan. And more it's coming into view. Because we're a week and a half into people saying they're going to kill Romney and nothing's been done. And again, folks, I've made mild comments before about, you know, Obama is a traitor and a piece of garbage. I mean, that's true. Saying the UN's over our military. And I've had Secret Service show up here repeatedly, over and over again, in my face, with guns on their sides, FBI, you name it, ATF. They've all been here for nothing to try to intimidate me. These people get to sit here and do all this. I'm sick of it. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go over this when we come back, but if this hurricane gets real bad, I'm looting stores. I always wanted to do that. This is the gangster culture in America now. I'm going to go looting once this hurricane hits. I mean, I run into everybody of all races, colors, creeds, and they're all the young people are into, like, yeah, I like that car. It's all murdered out. Yeah, I'll get this, that. And these, it's all talk. But the point is, people will go out and do this sometimes. I'm going to go looting once this hurricane hits. Utica. and just goes on and on and on and on and on. The looting, how they're planning to rob the stores. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into what this hurricane means, the perfect storm, Frankenstorm, straight ahead.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Jesse Ventura, who had an interview in about a month, is going to be joining us with a lot of breaking news coming up. Well, there's signs going up all over New England and the East Coast saying looters will be shot. We've got all that news up at Infowars.com. And I hope all this Twitter chatter is just that, but people use Twitter all over the world. In Europe, I've seen it in Australia, you name it, here in the U.S., all races, groups, you name it. All cultures have been using it in organized crime. And here it is. I mean, criminals have always known during disasters, during earthquakes, during hurricanes, that's when they can get out and have some fun. And gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. New York National Guard to protect against looting. Again, thank you for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. Important to note that we have a lot of new affiliates joining us every week now. And it goes on here. Examples of tweets from individuals planning to go on looting sprees, including the following. About to do some looting when this hurricane finally hits. Going to get a new laptop and TV. This hurricane might be the best thing to happen. Source, link. We have links to it. On official people's Twitters, with their, up there with their families, everything. If this hurricane gets real bad, I'm looting stores. I always wanted to do that. I'm going to go looting once the hurricane hits Utica. Has Hurricane Sandy made landfall yet? My bleep beep is ready to go looting. Hell yeah, I'm going to go looting after the storm hits. You know, I can show U.S. troops looting in Baghdad, sitting on gold thrones, sitting on piles of money. I mean, they looted some of the oldest museums in the world. That all happened on record. Colonels and people just walking around while it happens. I mean, this is disgusting. That's by the way, like Katrina, you got to worry about the police looting in some areas. Remember that? In the Walmarts, the rest of it? Who wants to go looting with me when Sandy hits? I need some new bleep. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Many of the tweets are written in such a way as to suggest that looting under such circumstances is justifiable. None of the tweets express any concern at law enforcement or National Guard response. They'll probably be joining in with them, at least the police in some areas. Looters habitually hijack, actually police in most areas don't engage in that. Looting habitually hijacks hurricanes and other extreme weather events to carry out their criminal acts. During Hurricane Katrina, the practice became so commonplace that police officers were ordered not to stop citizens from ransacking stores. So then the cops joined in. Why not? Police were also caught on camera looting Walmart store, and jewelry stores, but got away with it, claiming they had received permission from superiors to take necessities for themselves, like Xboxes. Looters also pillaged abandoned houses during Hurricane Irene, despite the threat by New York Mayor Bloomberg that they would be put in internment camps. Now, the police only arrest you for protesting in New York peacefully. You can crack women over the head, I've witnessed. You don't arrest looters. Commentators are already expressing fears that widespread, a member in New York, they would never stop women being raped in the park by hundreds of men with helicopters filming it. I mean, just pathetic. The New York police are an example of what not to be. Commentators are already expressing fears that widespread looting is almost inevitable when the Frankenstorm hits later tonight. It's all anecdotal at this point, but the crime reports following Hurricane Katrina and Irene are any indication the East Coast is in for a crime wave post-Sandy, writes Business Insider Abby Rogers. As reported last week, supporters of Barack Obama are also flooding Twitter with threats to riot and stoke racial violence if Mitt Romney wins the election. And that's being encouraged, folks. That's being allowed to get us all fighting with each other so the bankers can rob us. We need to come together against tyranny. The threats prompted the Homeland Security Department, Secret Service, to announce they are monitoring the situation. The Secret Service also encountered Twitter users to self-police the social media website that report offensive tweets directly to the agency. Now, they're too busy trying to ban our Facebook for having an Al-Qaeda thing up there saying Bin Laden's CIA. That's not allowed. But if I wanted to go on there and, you know, say I'm going to kill public servants, well, that would be just fine, I guess. Of course, I'd get arrested. And I'm not supposed to get angry at that. I'm just supposed to go, well, that's okay. Plus, the last thing I want is for anything to happen to Obama or Mitt Romney, two globalist stooges, two globalist puppets, two globalist frontmen. That would make them angels instead of the little globalists they are. But Twitter users who threatened Romney's life remain active. Weekly Standard breaks it down. More than a dozen Twitter accounts that were used as a medium to publicly threaten Republican candidate Mitt Romney's life. Well, actually planned how to kill him. I mean, when he comes to my town, I'm going to, you know, kill him, blah, 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 close quote. After the second presidential debate remained active, nearly 2 weeks later, the news comes after the Secret Service told this publication that it was aware of these threats on Romney's life. So there you go. Now, when we get back, we're going to look at the hurricane itself ahead of Jesse the Mind Ventura joining us on a cornucopia. I've got like two pages of notes, questions I want to ask him, bam, bam, bam. We had a nice 30-minute talk the other day. He's wound up after not being on air for a month in self-chosen seclusion. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, we are now going to start getting into the latest on the hurricane El Diablo Frankenstorm as well here right now. And again, if you just joined us, I am Alex Jones, your host. And I'm a throwback. I like George Washington. I like Thomas Jefferson. I like the Second Amendment. I like private property. I like privacy. I like due process. I like justice. I kind of want, you know, due process and to have some protections instead of living like most other countries with horrible, corrupt tyrannies who can just arrest you and disappear you into a black torture dungeon so criminals can have their way with you. I tend to like the wealth that freedom produces. I tend to like people being promoted because they are dynamic and have energy and have something to offer to the species instead of a bunch of bullies getting together and forming gangs in government and organizing themselves against the population and attacking virtue. See, evil always attacks virtue because it's threatened by it, because virtue gets in its way. And it's ugly to ugliness. Beauty is ugly to the ugly. And reminds it of how ugly it is. And I don't mean physical ugliness. I mean ugliness of the heart. Jesse Ventura, governor of Minnesota, former governor, will be joining us coming up. We'll talk about the hurricane, the election, a lot more with him, his lawsuit, his TV show. It's going to be a good interview because usually when we have him on, I've known him about 7 years now. I've got to be pretty good friends with him. It's when he's doing a media junket, though. He does it like in, you know, sets because he's kind of over being in the media, kind of over being a celebrity, and quite frankly doesn't really like doing it. He likes writing books about the New World Order and things because he can really lay it out. But when he's in the middle of a media junket, you know, he's done, probably done 50 interviews, he's burnt out. But the times I've gotten him when he's fresh or when he's coming down to visit me in Austin, dynamic stuff. So he's always good interview, but he's going to have a lot to say coming up. Okay, again, our top story at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. New York National Guard to protect against looting. And Paul Watson's also added the history of people organizing criminal activities. They use Twitter to organize. In fact, I forgot about that. I got to call Watson and have him add that. The burning and rioting all over England was organized on Twitter. I totally forgot that. I was talking about the skateboarder yuppie kids doing it a week and a half ago. And again, this is a phenomenon across the entire world. So I'm calling Watson right now. I just got him online. Hey, Watson, I'm on air. You there? Okay, listen, obviously, you know, we've got the top Drudge link on the right-hand side, gangs planned hurricane looting spree via Twitter, and I've got the IT crew in there, literally like Scotty in the engine room trying to keep the InfoWars up right now because Drudge is getting particular high levels of traffic right now, I think, because of the hurricane, the election. It looks like we got about 50,000 people a minute coming into the site. So we're going to try to keep that up. If the site goes down, and obviously we've got PrisonPlanet.com as a backup and PrisonPlanet.tv. But, Watson, I forgot. I want you to add this. I know you added some of the other rioting about how they used Twitter to coordinate the burning and rioting for 2 weeks in England. Obviously, you were in the middle of that because you're in London right now or outside London. Can you add that to your article, please? I think that's pertinent, don't you? Yeah, because you have a precedent for this. I'm really worried about this, Watson. This is really starting to look like it's all been engineered. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Good job. Thank you. No time to do that off air. We'll just do it on air, ladies and gentlemen. Total transparency here at the InfoWars Command Center. So there you have that. It's our top story linked in red at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. If the sites go down, I'm sure everybody else has already grabbed it and put it on their site. The site's up right now. Now continuing, I was back in the engine room during the break. boy, I tell you, it's crazy. Reality is unbelievably energizing, but also overwhelming and exhausting all at the same time, if you know what I mean. Reality is, there's no rest for those of us that try to live in it, as I once said. So gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. And that story going mega viral right now. Tweet it out to everybody. We've sent it out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter as well. By the way, mystery. Labor Department may delay jobs numbers until after the election. Kind of like they're trying to delay the fact that they got caught lying about what really happened in Benghazi until after the election. And let's go ahead and get into what's happening now with the old hurricane. U.S. stock markets closed due to hurricane. That's CNBC. U.S. stock index futures fell on Monday, with investors continuing to fret about the weak revenue picture developed for corporate America, and the U.S. cash equity markets will be closed due to huge hurricane expected to hit the U.S. East Coast sometime this morning, into Tuesday morning. And the real problem, we'll find out by Wednesday, will it completely flood everything? National Weather Service, Sandy, a very dangerous storm. Hurricane Sandy is a huge storm with a diameter, something they can't read, of 700 miles wide and a tropical storm wind field over 400 miles wide, meaning that it will impact a very large number of people for an extended period of time and drop 5 to 10 inches of rain over hundreds and hundreds of square miles. So there's that report, CBS News. Obama campaign fears impact of Hurricane Sandy. Yeah, I bet the Obama campaign does, because now Obama gets to fly around and act presidential. And I told you Friday and Sunday, he would say, I can't campaign. I've got to go fly around in a helicopter in the face of the storm, you know, like a reporter out there blowing around in the wind. And Romney's trying to act presidential, too. And this is all part of this grandstanding. A top aide to Barack Obama voiced fears last night that Hurricane Sandy could hurt the president's reelection chances by reducing turnout as the impending storm forced both candidates to cancel campaign stops. Republican challenger Mitt Romney received good news in two key swing states. Folks, this is going to, if they postpone the election, it's going to hurt Romney because, and then, or it could be contested. Oh my gosh. Republican challenger Mitt Romney received good news in two key swing states, winning the endorsement of Iowa's main newspaper in Des Moines Register. Yeah, and he's pulling ahead in most polls in Colorado and in Ohio. And so it's kind of interesting just to know what flavor of new poison we may get if Romney actually gets in there. It's just kind of interesting. Oh, a new globalist puppet, a new management team. And trying Obama in a newly released poll in all important Ohio. So there it goes. The latest Frankenstorm video of 1938 nor'easter that ravaged New England. That's in thisweek.com. We'll show some of that later if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Federal offices closed because of Sandy all over the East Coast. The Office of Personnel Management says federal offices will be closed to the public Monday. So that continues there. It doesn't even really say exactly how many areas of the East Coast. Sandy, a nightmare for flyers as airlines ground 9,000 flights. You know, we didn't do this on purpose. Dan Bedondi left, what, last Thursday, one of our great reporters who left behind his wife and one-year-old son in Rhode Island, radio talk show host up there, got a lot of heart, done a lot of great reporting. And so we've hired him, and he's down here, and hopefully in the new year he's going to move his family down here. But he went back for a week to visit his family and his one-year-old son that really wants to see daddy. And he's there in Rhode Island. I mean, you talk about in the middle of the hurricane when it hits. That is smack dab, you know, out in the ocean. That's why it's an island. I'm pretty smart, aren't I, folks? Anyways, the point is, I'm like, it's an island. It's called Rhode Island. And I always point out the obvious. That's how my little brain works. But he's going to be able to report for us. Maybe we'll get him on the nightly news tonight. I think we should get Dan on, how people are responding, the preparations, the boarding up of things, then get him on the show tomorrow for like 30 minutes in case a little bit early, in case the power goes out. I mean, who knows what's going to. Yeah, well, I think he has a computer at Skype, too. He's pretty tech savvy, so we'll get him on via video Skype. And who knows? He might not be able to come back for a few weeks if the power goes out. The number of flight cancellations resulting from Hurricane Sandy is now pushing 9,000, according to Flight Aware Flight Tracking Service. And the number, 8,962, as of 9 a.m. this morning, appears certain to grow over the next 24 hours as Sandy moves offshore. I know what you're talking about, power being off. The phone lines are usually still up. That was that the point you were making, CJ? Was that, okay, again, went over my head as well. Continuing, most stuff goes over my head like a minute later and then I get it. Panic buying grips the East Coast. Mad rush for supplies ahead of megastorm. We're always saying have water filters like the beautiful ProPure Travel that I use right here. It's on my right here on my desk. I mean, I'm always saying be prepared, have storable food, have firearms, have flashlights. If you can, if you live in a big city, try to move out on the edge of the countryside and commute in so that you got neighbors that are more self-sufficient. Everybody's got guns. And the media calls that fear-mongering to strategically relocate. You know, strategic relocation, we have the new film out, by the way, a plug for that, the new Alex Jones film with Joel Skousen. It's 3 hours of content, a two-hour film, about an hour of extras. But the point is that this film isn't about just if there was ever a nuclear war. It's every micro-region, as the book with color maps breaks down, the safest areas in every region, according to country, with economic breakdowns, social breakdowns. Joel Skousen is no slouch. He has really broken it down. He knew everything about the hill country where I lived. He knew all the demographics. He built a whole bunch of bunkers for, you know, Richie Riches out there. So he really knows what he's doing. And we carry his book discounted with the film Strategic Relocation that the film breaks down. A lot of angles that aren't in the book. And it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, The Secure Home by Joel M. Skousen. That's like the bestseller, and that's what the major architects all use. He's been publishing this for decades. The third edition, architectural design, construction, and remodeling of self-sufficient residencies and high-security retreats. See, he's got stuff for people that have no money, basic stuff of how to protect yourself more, right up a continuum to, like, do you want to be underground, bulletproof, hidden, and being able to stay underground for a year if you have to? People say, oh, I'd rather just die. Really? Folks, if there's a nuclear war, most of the radiation's gone in a month. If they airburst the weapons, if they hit the ground, boy, you're in big trouble. And I don't want to go into the whole reason for that. The point is, you can look it up yourself, that the globalists are building giant bunkers everywhere for multi-year stays underground like they never have before. And we break down in the film geopolitically why he thinks that. So it's an economic fusion with a historical fusion with a global breakdown of every continent, most of the major nations, the best places to move if you're going to leave the United States. And he's lived in these countries. This guy's lived all over the world. You know, he was a Marine Corps fighter pilot in the Vietnam War. I mean, he's had a long life, Joel Skousen. Very interesting person. And I've done a lot of strategic relocation research outside of his book. And when I read this thing a couple of years, I'm like, man, how does he know that? Because he's built, it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of retreats all over the United States, in every state. I'm not going to get into the whole thing. The point is, it's all in the film Strategic Relocation. It means if you do live in a big city, what are the emergency escape routes that most people don't know about? He's got all that. This is something that everyone should have in their glove compartment. It's like a roadmap atlas, too. You understand that with back roads and everything else? You should have the book, you should have the film, and it supports our broadcast as well. Strategic Relocation, the film, available. I mean, it's a great trailer that Rob Jacobson put together. It's excellent. I'm going to make a bigger, longer one, maybe a 10-minute presentation, to really break down what's in the film so people understand it is wide spectrum. So, The Secure Home, third edition, Strategic Relocation, third edition, Strategic Relocation, the film. All available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the ProPure water filters. And I don't have a bunch of these ProPure water filters because I think a hurricane's going to hit me, even though they can where I live. I've got it because I don't want to drink poison tap water. I've got it because the system doesn't want me to drink filtered water, and it's the best gravity-fed filter out there, discounted, 10% off the already lowest price you're going to find on the web when you add promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com or call 888-253-3139. All right, there is the plug for preparedness. Now, more than ever, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, could this be the crisis that the establishment uses to suspend the election? I don't know how they couldn't if the hurricane is as bad as they say. I hope that isn't the case. I hope it gets blown out to sea. Right now, as you've been doing, I've been doing, I've been following the weather reports. Let's go to some of the hurricane tracks. The best place I've found to follow it is DrudgeReport.com because other media outlets only show their news because, you know, they're in competition with each other. Drudge is full spectrum. So it's mainstream, alternative, government documents, foreign news. He's got it all there. Sandy Track, latest cone, model, satellite, radar, Weather Channel, AccuWeather, Wonderground, IntelliCast. It's all up there. Let's look at the storm track right now, the latest from the National Weather Service, NOAA. It's got it coming in right above Virginia, right into Maryland, right into Pennsylvania, and right over New York, barreling up into Toronto, and then turning and running over Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, up into the, what is that, the Labrador? Is that Labrador up there? I'm just going from memory. Nova Scotia. Labrador on the other side. I can't remember. You know geography, then you forget it. Whatever. The point is going up into Canada and out into the Atlantic Ocean. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the satellite track. It is not blowing out to sea like my father and I had hoped. It is slamming with all its heat and all its moisture, and it's 80 to 100 mile an hour winds right into the most populous area of the United States with a blue norther coming down into it and that big western storm blowing in. The good news is the storm came in quick. I'm not a meteorologist. This is what they're saying. Came in quick, so quick that it kind of pushed the other storm back. But it is certainly wild. Hey, let's go to his site. Let's look up Doppler. We also have everything Drudge has got copied over at InfoWars, those links and things, but it's down in the U.S. News section. Where is it? Let me go ahead and find the, yeah, here's satellite. Let's look at satellite to get an idea of the rain. Pull up Doppler radar East Coast. Let's see how much rain they're getting, guys. Pull up Doppler radar East Coast. And I know it's on here. I found it earlier. But looking for it right now. And again, over at drudgereport.com, on the right-hand side, gangs plan hurricane looting spree via Twitter. Let me tell you, I always look forward to coming in and doing the show because it's always interesting and also, you know, dynamic and free flow. But I'm really hyped about coming in this week and next week for the election. And Lord willing, if there's not civil emergency or whatever, we'll be here covering the election on InfoWars Nightly News every night from 5 to into the wee hours, election night and the day after the election. And we will have free video feeds, not just for PrisonPlanet.tv members, for everybody, election day and the day after. And I'll be up here. We're going to have a raft of special guests and others that we're going to be lining up to give their take on it as it unfolds at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. But if you want to support us, what we're doing, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. Okay, having gone through the whole hurricane situation, we're going to be going over all the rest of the news straight ahead on the other side.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door, and I still belong to no one else. Maybe I hope.
All right, Jesse. Scotty Ventura is coming up at the start of the next segment, and we'll cover the election, all the news on that, the economy, world government out in the open. Man, I tell you, we got like five calls here at the office when I was talking about the hurricane and called it Hurricane Katrina. I called it Sandy about 10 times, but I talked about Hurricane Katrina as well because you saw looting there and similar things. And I guess we just kind of get the name Katrina is almost synonymous with hurricane now. But I got to watch what I say, man, because I mess up one thing and people are on it. Kind of like when I was talking about GM and Jeep. I know Jeep's not GM. My point is everything's moving offshore. Now Mitt Romney is criticizing it, saying it shouldn't leave. And it was going to go to China. Now they're saying it'll go to Italy. Nothing against the Italians, but, I mean, you know, it's fun to buy your cars that are from Italy. Can't we make something here? Can't we do that? It's like everything's got to be shut down in this country by design. We pay bailouts to ship these jobs overseas. I mean, what's Chrysler doing with Jeep? National Weather Service says, again, Sandy, a very dangerous storm. And continuing here, panic buying grips the East Coast, mad rush for supplies ahead of megastorm. And we've talked to people that are on the East Coast. They say a lot of the stores are empty. That's the answer. I know Badandi's spending time with his son, but let's send Dan over with his video camera to his YouTube channel, and we'll play it here. His HD channel, we set him up for the site. And let's get him to go show what's happening in the stores and do a report. I know he's listening right now, so... reporter Dan Badandi's back visiting family in Rhode Island, so he'll be able to cover this for us. And if you put up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the National Weather Service Doppler radar, it shows massive, massive precipitation. They're talking about days in places like Pennsylvania of hurricane-strength winds that they're expecting when that thing makes landfall coming up sometime in the wee hours of Tuesday morning, I guess in the next 12 to 14 hours or so. Can you imagine? Again, I'm hoping it's still hype, but it doesn't look like it is. You got people promising the loot. Flooding. Rescues underway as Sandy threatens catastrophe of a lifetime. CNN. That's their headline. Flooding rescues again underway as Sandy threatens catastrophe of a lifetime. CNN. Hurricane Sandy may score a direct hit on spent fuel ponds at nuclear plant. This is up at InfoWars.com, Washington blog. Breaks it all down. We noted Friday that more than a dozen nuclear plants are near the hurricane Sandy path. Nuclear expert Arnie Gunderson says there are actually 26 nuclear plants in the path of the hurricane and that the spent fuel rods are in plants that don't have backup pumps. Just something to know. You'll hear in the next 2 days we've safely shut down the plant, but Fukushima taught us that doesn't stop the decay heat. You need the diesel to keep the reactors cool. 26 plants in the East Coast are in an area where Sandy is likely to hit. Fuel ponds not cooled by diesel. No one wanted to buy them. That's the thing. They're letting these plants rot, folks, and storing things improperly. And it's not that I'm even against nuclear, except these companies are just horrible. 90-plus percent, the number's what, 92% of the 400-plus reactors worldwide are leaking? Because the radiation eats stuff, and the average reactor is over 30 years old. In recent refuel, hot fuel will throw off more and more moisture from pool. Reactor building's not meant to handle high humidity. It just goes on and on with the path of it. Man, going right over Pittsburgh, right over Baltimore, right over Philadelphia, right over Buffalo, Syracuse. Hurricane Sandy forces mass transit closure, evacuations in New York, other areas. It's Fox News. We're going to come back with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura to go over a massive amount of news. Call your friends and family. Tell them tune in right now.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.